thank you very much, everybody. My great pleasure and honor, my good friend Tim Reynolds. I had some Thai type food for dinner. Now all night long I'm gonna be burping and it's gonna be popping the way that only the West. That's like getting the Guinness Book of World Records for being tall. It's not really any great achievement to belch a flavor, so don't cheer for that. Weird people have gathered here dressed like normal people. Just trying to tell you where I'm at. I didn't say anything, we were just pretending. I was acting. I didn't say anything. We're just pretending like we have something to say. Thank you very much. Jim Reynolds. I switch guitars, so I look busy. It's like pyrotechnics. What's he doing? There's no difference between this guitar and any other guitar. They're all exactly the same. I just switch them, like I say, to dazzle you. I don't know if I can trust your applause. Thank you everybody very much for joining us. I hope that the evening turns out to be a good one.
What to do with the rest of the day's afternoon?
Thank you very much. Settle down, fellas. I'm just a natural man. I have a little, like a, some kind of fever that's, has me in a little bit of a, sort of a alternate state. It's a fever, you can't, unless you're lucky, you can't pick it up from, you can't buy it, you know. It's not fun, per se. What does per se mean? Stupid, unnecessary words to fill the silence, as it were. Per se. Having said that. Thank you.
that's the times like these on my feet I feel. And I know just how I want you. Come on, come on, come on, trust me.
Those fellas, y'all hear those fellas? They're working on expressing their emotions. They're practicing, you know, they got a little ways to go. But they're working on it, and that's half the job, you know. Make the biggest, you know. It's the way you know, it carries over the man voice that the carries over from when you're like five or four boys, and then they start talking like this. When you're five, you go, I just wanna go to ride my bicycle now. You know, and it's still, you gotta work on it for a while, and then, you know, then see what, you know, you work your way out of it. See, look, that's what happens. So don't, you know, don't be upset with the fellas when there's because they had a couple beers and they don't know what to do with themselves. It's emotion. If you think of it that way, it's really kind of sweet. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is a song, and it's a song about when you're a little kid, you know, and then you grow up and then you're still a little kid, and you have to act a little bit older, and then you grow up more, and then you have to act older, and then, you know, you might get a facelift or something, but that's, you know, that, if that's what floats your boat, you go ahead, you know. But otherwise, you just kind of look back and go, you know, it was nice. It sucked, but it was nice too to be a kid. You know, I don't want to do it all over again. But I'm not done yet.
What I miss now is just one kiss, but that's
I think it's better now, because a friend of mine gave me this tape and put the headphones on, and then it sounded like rain, the rain, and then there was little bells going ding, 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 and it lasted a half an hour, and I didn't even know it, and suddenly it was over. Stifle yourself. I mean in the nicest way. You're a sweet kid and everything. I know you're just learning how to express yourself. But the thing is, with this, effortlessly, I can be 10 times bigger than you. No matter. No, but I know that that roar, that sort of version of a roar that you did, came from a good place in your heart. I have a fever, so I'm allowed to be weird today. It feels like a fever. I haven't officially taken my temperature. But it's like a dizzy kind of like, you know, I feel blotchy. Every once in a while, sorry, Tim.
So take my eyes, take my heart, I need them no more. If never again they fall upon the one I so adore. Excuse me, please, one more drink. Could you make it strong? Cause I don't need to think she broke my heart. Sweet love like you again. One drink to remember and another to forget. Excuse me, please, one more drink. Could you make it strong? Cause I don't need the machine. Both my heart, my grace is gone. One more drink and I move on.
Tim Reynolds. I always forget to take things out of my pockets. My cell phone, just in case anyone needs to give me a call. Got a phone right here. In case I remember that I meant to call somebody, I can just call right here. I don't turn it on very much. And I have not enabled the answering device. So I give my telephone out to people and then I just turn it off. And then they call and then they get all they get is whatever, I don't even know what they get. I just carry it around in case of an emergency. But you know what would happen if it was an emergency is they couldn't hear me now. You know, I'd be in a snowstorm or floating down a river in a car and I'd just, fuck. Maybe not, because when my phone has no service, it says emergency only or something like that on it. What does that mean? You mean that I do have service, but I can't use it unless it's an emergency. What does that mean? You know, on your phone? I'm not going to really ask you this. I have a fever, so don't judge me. Thank you.
Thank you everybody so much for coming tonight. And you all may not have heard of this young man, but I was reading about him, talking to my mom about him, so I got this story for you. And it doesn't, you know, it's not a funny one, though. Anyway, this kid named John Town, I guess he's a young man, and he's of the bravest and the best that we make in the world. He volunteered, and he went over to Iraq, and he fought. And, you know, because it's surrendering your life when you join the military. I mean, whether you agree with it or not, it's a hell of a thing to do. And this young man went over there, young John Town, and his vehicle was hit by a rocket. And he was very severely wounded, incapacitated. He's deaf now. And he, hold on a second, buddy. I'll be done in a second. And he was, He's got some brain damage and he's sort of incapacitated forever. Anyway, he's home now, but the doctors that checked him out of the army decided that although he was injured in battle, he had a, I think they call it a previous, some sort of, something like a previous condition. He was, they said, after the incident, decided that he, before he joined the army, had a, he was a depressive. And so if you have, according to, I think, some rule number 513, if you have an ailment, hold on a second. This poor kid has got, he's got no retirement. He's been let out of the army. And he now, because he didn't get his bonus, because he was discharged before he got his before he got any money compensation, he was discharged. And he now owes the army $3,000 for his efforts. Anyway, it's just, whatever it is, it's just, and apparently there's, I just feel like of any of the people that we should honor in this difficult time in the world, it's the boys and girls that sacrifice themselves. I don't mean to bring the evening down, it just brought my day down a little bit, and I think we should at least all think about those good soldiers that are out there fighting for other people. Thank you. Thank you very much, y'all. Tim Reynolds.
Oh,
I took the train from Boston. And you know, I have a really irritating laugh. Like, my laugh is the most awful laugh. I have a terrible, it's like a shotgun mixed with like a drill. It's really terrible. But I don't, you know, most of the people that hear it know me, but then on the train, then somebody said something funny, can't remember what it was. Somebody said something funny, and then I laughed. And I was like, whatever it is, this terrible laugh, I can't do it for you, because it's too embarrassing. And then this lady, and it's not funny. Anyway, and then that's why I'm not laughing. And then this lady woke up from her nap and turned around and scowled at me. So then I stopped finding anything funny. There's no levity on this train. It's a very serious train. That serious train from Boston was late. Is there a song called that? But the train from Boston. This is a song that's very quiet. This is a tiny little song. So I'm sure that you could effortlessly be louder than this song. This song is called Sister, and that's what it's about.
Feel your tears running down.
face. Sister, sister,
thank you very much. We'll get started sometime soon. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
Tim Reynolds. Thank you very much. Thank you. This song is by my grandfather. And my grandmother on my mom's side, and they're both dead people. Just switching guitars just to dazzle everybody. It's all the same guitar, then another same guitar, then another one. just so you know, it's just an it's sort of like an illusion. Something's happening. Maybe he was talking to somebody else. I can be an asshole, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, Tim Reynolds. And this is my time in the show when I ask y'all to lend your ears, and this is my favorite part because I'm going to ask Tim to play a song for you.
Thank you.
to memories. happens sometimes. You gotta just do that. See, I'm not courageous. I tell you what it is for me to come out here, because I remember the first time, clearly the first time that I watched Tim Reynolds play, and the honor for me to be able to bring Tim on a stage and introduce y'all to this wonderful man is pretty amazing honor for me. I like this song that I'm going to play. It's by a friend of mine. You all know it anyway. But this song, because it's such a weird song about, like, this weird murder thing, this weird unnecessary murder. Like, it's a real violent song. It's like, it's like a hardcore hip-hop song, except it's not. It's like a gangster song, but it's not. But it is, because he's like, what's wrong, baby, what's wrong? But it's a beautiful, beautiful song. So it's really, this is a clever man that wrote this, and I'm going to do my best not to screw it up.
Be on my side, I'll be on yours.
One more little tidbit that that is not, tidbit is not the correct word, but that fellow John Town that I mentioned, there are 20,000 other soldiers that have been discharged for personality disorders. On top of that, I think that possibly that's a cost of $8 billion that's saved. But I just, you gotta just say things. So I don't mean to bring stuff, I just gotta say things sometimes. And y'all do whatever it is you wanna do with any information that you get. This is a beautiful song by a good friend as well, a different friend. This is a lovely, lovely song. It's a beautiful prayer, it's like a hymn. Anyway, it's a quiet song and I hope you all enjoy it. thank you everybody for being so helpful. Fortunate, I'm the luckiest person in the room because of Tim Reynolds and because of y'all. So thank you very much. Even maybe more than just the room, like 10 feet outside the room.
Lucky dog, lucky dog, lucky dog.
I have a bulldog, and not like a little tiny one of those things, not a pocket bulldog, a big one of those big things. Adam Sandler also has a bulldog, but his one, you know, in my opinion, mine is more beautiful than his. Nonetheless, mine farts like a pack of lions. Yes, indeed. Lord help if you're in a, so that I'm in the bathtub, which is the place that I like to, because, and I feel guilty, I feel guilty because I'm in the bathtub, because I feel like I'm in the bathtub and it's kind of wasteful to use that much water. So I stay in the bathtub for like 4 hours. And if I'm in there for 4 hours, then I feel like, you know, it's not that much of a waste because I was in here for 4 hours. If I divided that up into your average half hour bath, that's 8 baths that are this deep, just stacked on top of each other to 1 4-hour bath. And I don't take them all the time, but then now what happens is I'm in the bathtub and I'm pondering the superior source of the universe and all that stuff. And you know, looking at bubbles. And then my dog, because she loves me, comes into the bathtub and settles down and just ruins my peace. Just baths away, just sits there cutting the doggy cheese all night long. That's tough. So that's, you know, and you can't get mad because she's not like me, because I know when to do it, like not in the gym, because that's antisocial. Don't fart in the gym. I get so mad if I don't go to the gym very often. Sometimes I just walk through it to pretend. Anyway, but when if you smell a fart in the gym, it's like, who did this? Don't do this in the gym. I get furious. I'm in my head, I get, it's like in a library. Don't fart in that library. Go outside to the great outdoors and fucking fart. If you're with friends, fart away. Now it's good if I see a serious song. Now I gotta wait, there has to be a pause. If I smell it from down here, I'll have nothing but admiration for you. Still. friends envied, and I lose my hatred, and I lose my jealousy. Oh, I lose the notion of a duty that it's torn for me. So drink the water, don't drink the water. Very much. I hope you enjoyed your night this evening.
And roll out in all time.
to the top. Every day I will lean on my two toes. All the places I'm on, take my senses on. I have been anyone other than me. Could I?
Thank you very much, Tim Reynolds. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
See, so down.
This song because it doesn't have any words, but it's all scatters mad you. So let me. I have this like end of the world. I vision whenever this like weird old. Old lounge singer or something with bad makeup on. She's sitting in there and kind of past her prime, but she looked like she used to be beautiful maybe, and she's still beautiful in a haunted kind of ghostly kind of weird addict kind of way, but she, you know, and I'm gonna have another drink just to make her more beautiful in the hopes that maybe later on we can get together. She's looking better already.
Tim Reynolds. I hope you all take care of yourselves. I hope you all have a good night, man. But I'm sure even if those who should can't take care of our good brothers and sisters who come back injured from this war, I'm sure we can figure out a way to take care of all of them. So we'll work on that. So we'll know, so they'll know we appreciate it. Right on. I can't get it out of my head. It seems like such a criminal thing to do to those good people. But we can take care of them. Right on, right on. I don't get how I'm making sandwich.
Thank you very much. Tim Reynolds, y'all. Take care of yourselves. Thank you.